Community Voices is happy to celebrate 5 years of helping us get to know our neighbors and shedding light on events we may have missed. Community Voices started in 2000 as a response to the pandemic and the need to get to talk with each other more. We've continued that for 5 years with a variety of tremendous guests coming in. Thanks for being part of the first 5 years of Community Voices. This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles, and we're thrilled to be talking to people from the community today, like we like to do almost all the time. Ariel Bradley is the CEO of Ariel Accessories, and her mom, Angel Morgan, is here. Now, you may not usually think a CEO is going to bring their mom with, but Ariel, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
10 years old, and how long ago was it that you turned 10?
It was September 8th.
September 8th. Well, happy birthday. That wasn't too long ago at all. How did double digits feel?
It felt very good.
Excellent. Excellent. So you're the CEO of Ariel Accessories.
Yes, I am.
So lots of questions follow that up. So you're a CEO at 10 years of age?
Yes.
Have you been doing this very long?
I have. I did this since I was 5.
Since you were 5. What is Ariel Accessories?
Ariel Accessories is like headphones. You can buy headphones, dresses, and bows.
Headphones, dresses, and bows. Mm-hmm. And how do you distribute this? Do you deliver it? Do you mail it?
I deliver it and mail it to the whole country if they need it.
That's amazing. So do you have a website if somebody's interested in buying something?
No, not yet.
Okay. How do people find out what they want to buy from you?
They go on Facebook or Instagram.
Okay. And what do they look up when they go there?
Ariel Accessories.
And how do you spell that just to make sure they've got it for a search?
A-R-R-E-L-L.
A-R-R-E-L-L Accessories. So if they search that on Facebook or Instagram, they'll get to see some of your products.
Yes.
Excellent. So how did you get started in this?
I got started because of my mom. I see her like buying like one of these like makeup palettes. And, like, face mascara.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted to try it and buy my own stuff.
Okay. So you decided to start distributing to other folks.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. Do you have friends that contact you and say, can I get some hair ties?
No.
No? Not at this point? Who are your biggest clients or your audience?
My audience?
Your clientele. It's people who buy from you.
Probably my family members.
Good.
Sometimes.
And sometimes?
Regular
people and stuff.
Well, that's excellent. So you decided that this would be a fun business to go into.
Yes.
And how did you decide what to start selling? Which items? Do you pick everything that's available?
So I picked the headphones, I picked the dresses, I picked the bows and the bracelets.
That's great. Do you have a preference of color or anything like that when you pick?
Sometimes.
Yeah? What color do you lean toward?
Black.
Yeah?
And purple and pink.
And purple and pink. Is there one of those that you see people buy more than the other?
Yeah.
Which one?
Sometimes the bracelet and bows.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So, Angel Morgan is Ariel Bradley's mom. So, the CEO's mom.
Momager.
Momager. There we go. Excellent. So, Angel, tell me how this process has been as a parent to see Ariel, who was a 5-year-old and now is 10 for 5 years, have this business. What is this been about for her and your perspective?
It's such a beauty to see. My daughter has always been a go-getter, always been a natural hustler. She just told me she seen me doing it one day and got inspired by seeing me. I was like, Mom, I want to do it. And I had to tell her, like, if you want to do it, then you do it. Don't do it for anyone else. And she took that and she ran with it. And she was like, well, I told her to sell things that you want to sell instead of doing what mommy is doing. I want to make sure that you're happy with what you're doing. And she chose to sell accessories because, as you see, she's a little sassy. So, of course, her selling these accessories is a plus. So, but just seeing her mature and grow and her being able to say, I got it on my own, with just mom help a little bit. But seeing her at, like, these pop-up shops, her advertising herself, talking about it more with people, I'm just liberated, and I feel good that she's doing it. And I'm so proud of her that she's doing it the way she wants to do it, not the way I want her to do it. But that's also, I'm happy that she has a mind for herself at such a young age, so mature for her age, and she carries herself like a young lady. So it's been very rewarding to see her blossom. And I know she's going to be a wrecking ball, so yeah, they better watch out for her.
So how did you come up with your title, CEO, Chief Executive Officer? Is that what it stands for?
Yep.
How'd you decide you wanted that as opposed to Big Boss or whatever else you might have given yourself the title for? It's your business, right? You get to call yourself what you want?
Yeah, I'll call myself Ariel Accessories because it feels kind of good. And it's like giving people like the headphones and the and anything, and they have a smile on their faces.
So how do you feel? What are the responsibilities you have as the CEO?
The CEO, that's a tricky one.
Because, yeah, mommy take care of
So you're not diving into spreadsheets yet or developing marketing plans, advertising plans?
I'm close. Like, I have videos on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, and I kind of love it because it feels like I'm famous.
So you're doing social media. That's good. And getting famous. That helps market things, doesn't it? Yeah, it helps people let people know you've got stuff to sell. There's a program in town. I'm not sure if you're in District 186, but Sangamon CEO, if you get in older, when you get older in high school, that's a pretty interesting program where they're taking people who are like three times older than you, or at least, you know, not quite that much now, but, you know, they're usually upperclassmen in high school, and they're participating in businesses in the area and learning how to be CEOs, what you're already doing. So that's really impressive. From your perspective, what is it like to run a business?
It feels really good.
Yeah.
It feels really good.
Is it make it so you can't play as much or do homework? Is there a lot of work?
I do homework, and I make sure I learn so I can still sell stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, learning is going to help you be an even better CEO as you grow, right?
Yep.
That's excellent. Do you have advice for any other folks your age who might decide they want to start a business?
My brother.
Yeah, what advice would you give your brother?
I love him.
That's a good
one.
And
I want him to keep going if it gets stressed.
Yeah. Does it get stressed at all for you?
Kind of so. Like, I want him to keep going and sell his stuff.
Do you end up with, once in a while, when I worked in retail, we'd buy too much of something? Have you ever ended up with too much of a certain item? And then what do you do with it?
When I end up, I like post it, and I like, if the people want it, they can have it.
Is it like a sale, or do you just give it away because you've got too much and you can't get rid of it?
I sell it. So like, I go to like people's houses, mm-hmm. and like I knock on their door, and I said, if you want the cell phones, it'll be like, it costs $40.
Okay. So in headphones are the big thing that's probably the biggest item you sell, right?
Yep.
Do you have a logo?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
What's your logo look like?
It looks like headphones, and it has my name like on the back of the headphones.
Okay.
And it says Ariel Accessories.
Ariel Accessories. Very cool. So you'll continue to grow that brand, right?
Yep.
Do you have any plans for the future on what you might add to your inventory?
Yes, I have plans on the future. I want myself to keep growing.
Yeah.
And I want myself to be myself.
That's a good way to start.
I want to like people to be happy.
Happy customers, yeah.
Yep, and I want my family to be proud of me, that what I did.
I got a feeling you're well down the path of making your family proud of you. So you're doing real good. So, Angel, sort of the same thing. If somebody else is thinking that their children would benefit from starting their own business, what would you recommend to them?
If you do something, I feel like the best investment is yourself. So just getting your kids started at such an early age, because we do have things like college and prices are rising, such as sneakerheads and clothes and accessories. So things are like that, just preparing your child and putting them in the right position so that you make sure that they succeed while also independently growing for yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Mm-hmm. Have you learned about tariffs yet?
No.
Good. I'm glad that hasn't affected you yet. Well, I really appreciate you coming in here. Now, besides your business, Ariel, where do you go to school?
St. Peck's Catholic School.
Okay. Do you have a favorite class there?
Yes.
What's your favorite class?
My favorite class is about PE.
PE, all
right. And art.
And art.
Because when I'm angry or sad, it makes me calm down.
It's really helpful to exercise or get to do some creative stuff when you're feeling whatever you're feeling, right? So when you do PE, is there a favorite activity or sport?
Yes.
And what is that?
It's like a banana game.
Oh, yeah?
And it's a Lucky Charm game.
All right. That sounds fun.
And my art, I think we like, cause like we do like activities and like it looks realistic and 3D and kind of sometimes, and when you open it, it's like gonna look very 3D.
You're like 3D art.
Yes.
All right, that's great. Look forward to seeing some of that in the future. And then Angel, what do you do?
So I have a natural. I have a line, Naturelle. It's a skincare line. It helps women with dark spots, hyperpigmentation, acne, or the scars on your face. I also have a cosmetics line. I have an eyeshadow palette. It has all colors in it, good for every skin tone. My products are safe to use on extra sensitive skin. And I also have some of the best lip oil out there.
Excellent. If somebody wanted to find it, where would they go?
Angel Morgan on Facebook or Instagram.
All right, very similar structure there. Yeah. To the... Very great. Plans for the future?
Plans for the future, yes. We have a Christmas shoot coming up. Christmas shoot coming up. Valentine's shoot coming up.
Yep.
We have some summits that we're going to go to. We have some really big things in store for us.
So it sounds like a little travel's involved.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you like that?
Yes, very much.
What do you like the best about traveling?
Traveling is like you can like when you look out the window, you can like see trees, cows, horses, little squirrels, turtles,
the animal part of it.
Yeah, and the favorite part I love is if we're going somewhere and it has a pool, I'll love it very much.
I'm with you on that one. A pool is always good, and it's just nice to get out and see the world, right?
Yes.
Even if it's from the backseat of the car.
Yep.
So, well, we really appreciate you joining us here today. Is there anything else you'd like to tell people?
Never give up. Keep following your dream. If you feel like you're getting stressed, and you want to feel like you hate yourself, do not, because I believe in you, and I'll hope and I'll pray for you.
Well, that's awesome. I really appreciate that. Yes. Thank you so much, Ariel Bradley, CEO of Ariel Accessories, and her mom, Angel Morgan. Angel, and you, anything you'd like to leave us with?
No, I'm just a proud mom. That's it.
Well, we are so happy to have you both here today on Community Voices, and you can look up Ariel Accessories, A-R-R-E-L-L Accessories on Facebook or Instagram to see Ariel's line. And you can also do the same search on Facebook or Instagram for Angel Morgan and find her products. Is that correct?
Yes,
correct.
Excellent. Well, we're looking for big things in the future. You already got good things rolling, so keep it going. It's a great experience.
I will.
All right. Good deal. Well, thanks again for joining us on Community Voices.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What does the Community Voices process look like? Well, it starts with trying to identify a good neighbor to talk to or an event that may be interesting that, for some folks, it may be hard to get to. First, we get that on the radar, figure out when that is going to happen if there is a date involved with it. But more than anything, we depend on you to suggest a guest. By emailing communityvoices@mprillinois.org, we then go into a process of getting in contact with that person, figuring out if there's enough there, which there usually is, to talk about to help us get to know a little bit more about them or what they're working on or an event that's coming up. We have them come into the studios here at MPR Illinois and do an interview. That interview then gets edited and scheduled to air. It eventually comes on the air and then also gets posted at mprillinois.org, where we share it on social media and encourage our guests and you to do so too. If you missed a past Community Voices, go to mprillinois.org right now and you can find them.